Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now. Off the southern coast of Cape Cod, Massachusetts, west of Nantucket Island, is Martha's Vineyard. It's a summer destination for tens of thousands of visitors, including the Obamas, who will be there next month. Most people who visit take the ferry with that horn we just heard to go to the island's beaches, maybe do a little shopping, or perhaps watch some birds. This weekend, Martha's Vineyard is also playing host to the Martha's Vineyard Book Festival, Saturday in Edgartown and Sunday in Chilmark, if you're going to be there. Writers will get a chance to meet some of their fans and talk about their craft. Some of them who will be there this year include Richard Russo, Linda Greenlaw, Eric Asimov. But some writers make their home on the vineyard all year round. Last weekend, I went to the vineyard and sat down with two writers, Laura Wainwright, whose book of essays about the vineyard is called Homebird, and Ward Just, who has written an essay on the Vineyard Bookstore Bunch of Grapes, which is where we met. And I started by asking these two writers what it is about Martha's Vineyard that is so inspiring.
I don't know that it's an inspiration, other than you have 9 months of the year where nobody's around. It's extremely quiet on this island. You can get a ton of work done. And then, just like life itself, in June, there's a revolution. You can hear the marching of the feet in the street. And the population of the island goes from about 16,000 to 105,000 people in the space of 30 days. This happens for, you know, particularly July and August. That's the hour of maximum danger if you're trying to work.
You can just think in the winter.
No, you work in the winter. You write in the winter because then there's no distraction. In fact, the no distraction can be a bit of a distraction itself, to tell you the truth, just because it's very dark. Sun goes down at about 3:30 in the afternoon. The clouds are gray. And if you tend to write novels which have a depressing part about them, that's an inspiration, if you want to talk about an inspiration.
I think I agree with Ward because I find it really difficult to work here during the summer. You know, those 3 months that he's describing were great for me when I was a school teacher and I came here as a summer person to unwind. But now that I'm actually trying to write, I'm kind of battling with myself because I'm so distracted. And I guess for me what happens is I pull my mind together with walking. And that's something that this island really lends it to you. You know, I'll just step out the door before that dark time when the sun, you know, and just, and that's, then my ideas come together.
We're sitting here in front of the Bunch of Grapes bookstore in Vineyard Haven, a bookstore that you have written about. What is it that you think is so unique about this place?
This is a very small island, really. 16,000 people year-round. This is really a full-service bookstore. For my sins, I went in the other day to try to find a copy of the great George Eliot, Middlemarch. To find Middlemarch in a bookstore, in a small bookstore, not a big box store, but a little independent store like this. But by God, there it was. A couple of months before that, I went in to find something by Emile Zola, of all things, and they had that too.
Well, you write about this very funny situation in which you walk in with just a few tiny details about the book that you're looking for, and the person is actually able to figure out what you're talking about, and it's not a new release.
Exactly. I think that was the Zola that I was looking for, and I couldn't remember the name of it. And frankly, I kept getting Zola and Hugo mixed up. I said, God damn, it's one or another. And Karen, one of the clerks, and I know what you mean. So she found the book for me.
I had a very similar experience recently because I came in to buy Madame Bovary for a class that I was taking, and I had not one but two choices by different translators.
for people who have never been here and they think of it and they group it in perhaps with Cape Cod and Nantucket and maybe other New England destinations, what is it that you think is different here? I've been here just about every year of my life, and I still can't exactly describe to people why Martha's Vineyard is different, for example, than Cape Cod. But what do you think?
Well, I'm embarrassed to say that I can't help you because I've only been here.
You've never been to the other side.
I spent one night on Nantucket and one day on Cape Cod.
We should mention it would take about an hour to get to one of them.
It would be simple, but I just come home.
All right, Laura Raymond, we'll let you pass on that one. Ward Just, I'm sure you've been to the others. No?
I'm with Laura. I've been to Nantucket, I think, twice in my life over 25 years. And as for the Cape, there's no reason to go there. I can't remember the last time I spent a night on Cape Cod. I mean, mind you, there are old-timers on Martha's Vineyard who've never been to Nantucket and would never go. And I have to say vice versa. I'm sure it's the case.
How important is place as a writer?
It's essential. I mean, my book is called Homebird, which is the English expression for a homebody. And I'm finding I'm becoming more and more of a homebody. So I start with place.
I finally want to ask you both, what is your favorite spot on Martha's Vineyard and why?
My favorite spot used to be Lambert's Cove Beach. It's such a pretty beach. It's such an interesting way that you get there up this long path and you go over a dune. And all of a sudden, there it is, all spread before you with the Elizabeth Islands behind that. I say used to because that's when I lived in West Tisbury, and we live in Vineyard Haven now. And I haven't been to Lambert's Cove Beach in a year, I suppose. But that's the place. Whenever I think of the vineyard, that's the place that I think of. It's just a very pretty, almost formal kind of space. With wonderful rocks out to sea left and right, a promontory left and right also. And it's always, in the off-season anyway, it's always quiet. And you can go down and do what a friend of mine used to call, a writer friend of mine used to call, back-of-the-head work, meaning that you're just trying to figure out where the hell you're going to go with chapter number two, having finished chapter number one.
Laura Wainwright, what was your favorite place on Martha's Vineyard?
Well, I live on Lambert's Cove Beach.
So there you go.
I'm thinking, when you asked the question, I thought there's no place I like more than the porch of our house, which looks over fields and the dunes and the beach. And, you know, just on my way here, sitting there trying to get ready to come, three buck deer came right through the yard. So the field, not a yard, but... Yes, home is my favorite place, and it happens to be Lambert's Cove.
Well, Laura Wainwright, author of Homebird, Four Seasons on Martha's Vineyard, and Ward Just, author of a number of books, including most recently Road Dance Debutante, and also an essay about this bookstore where we are right now, Bunch of Grapes in Vineyard Haven. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks very much, Jerry.
Thank you very much.
Stay on the vineyard for summer. Stay on the vineyard for the year. We'll find a little house out there in Oakland, and the children is all that we hear.
Could have played James Taylor, too, you know, or Carly Simon. Anyway, for more information on the Martha's Vineyard Book Festival, you can go to hereandnow.org. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now. Funding for Here and Now comes from Chipotle Mexican Grill, committed to the respect of animals, farmers, and the environment. Local sourcing and menu information at chipotle.com.